close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. Take a few moments to deepen your inhalation and lengthen your exhalation. And as you continue to breathe like that, bring your attention to your upper back. Notice the sensations in your upper back. And then feel the position of your shoulders and the position of your chest. And then next time when you inhale, lift your chest forward and up, widening the collarbones and pulling the shoulder blades down and in. And with the exhalation, relax the shoulders a bit. And do it again on the inhale. Lift the chest up, widening the collarbones and pulling the shoulder blades down. And exhale here. Take a couple more breaths like that. Notice the sensations in your upper back. Notice if you feel any tension between the shoulder blades. And now relax your shoulders, relax your upper back. Let them return to their normal, usual position. And now next time when you inhale, imagine expanding your ribcage at the front, but also lengthening and expanding your upper back at the same time. Exhale here, relax the shoulders. And on the inhale again, think of expanding your ribcage in front of your spine, and then also lengthening and widening your upper back behind your spine. Take a few more breaths like that, creating space both at the front of the body and the back of the body at the same time. Notice if you feel any difference between those two ways of lengthening your spine. Notice the sensations in your upper back, your neck, and overall, which one of those would be easier to maintain?